Hello, welcome to Dev Radio. I'm David Giard. I'm here with Victor Centron, CEO of DimDrop. How are you, Victor?
Doing good, David. Glad to be here.
Tell me about DimDrop. What is it?
DimDrop, in one word, is about better communication. It gives organizations the capabilities to manage all communications that go out through the mobile public. And this is really needed because currently the expectations of the public have changed drastically. And so now we need a cohesive tool that allows many, many people to communicate with the public. And so DimDrop was created to allow these organizations to do that.
Communication between organizations and the public. Can you give me an example?
Well, for example, right now Harris County is using DimDrop to communicate health-related information. And this information goes about food safety. It goes about mosquitoes, anything with clinics, emergency response, animal control. And the idea is that they want to now start pushing information out to the public instead of the public wanting to come in and try to find that in sometimes a website that doesn't really provide a good interface. And so that is one example of the local government using DimDrop to communicate with a large number of people through their mobile devices.
Is it mostly about communication from the organization to the general public, or is it, does it go both ways?
The idea is that it's meant to go both ways. So you have information that the organization sends out, and this can be in the form of notifications, media, videos, pages, but it's also about understanding what the people are talking about. So it allows them to grab information from everybody and personalize it so that those messages really come through to the organization.
So they're soliciting feedback from their customers and from their users. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Like asking questions and please answer this question, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. It's very similar to a 311 system where complaints are gathered. So that's one particular use case. And what one person may do, they might go to one of the restaurants that the county manages in terms of health inspections. And if there's an issue, they can quickly open the app, take a picture, upload information about it, and the system geotags the information and keeps it all for managing internally. And that way, they have visibility across the whole entire organization about those particular incidents. And they can take care of them much better than having someone call, which they won't be able to provide visual evidence, or having someone to come visit, which is very highly unlikely.
Right.
And so it makes it that much easier for people to actually express what they're looking for to the local government.
Are most of your customers municipalities, or do you have some general businesses that are using this as well?
Our product is meant to be used by large and small, medium businesses. One example of that is a law firm that does country of origin tracking. So they're using DimDrop to manage the audits from the supply chain, from the very origin of that raw good all the way to U.S. Customs in the United States. And so they're using the mobile application to take pictures, manage data, geotag everything, and use it as evidence so that when an importer comes in and brings his goods, they can have the right tariffs applied and provide that evidence to customs. And so underneath, they're able to use the exact same platform that Harris County is using, but the flexibility of it really is what makes it really unique. It can do a many, many number of use cases and can be applied to commercial, non-commercial, it can be applied to personal types of uses. So if you want to use it for your family, you can do that as well. Or if you want to use it for, let's say, a sports group, or you can have central communication and let people know all that's coming in and out centrally, that as well. And you can have it for commercial businesses or local governments like Harris County.
Oh, okay. So the configuration of it is really flexible. What you mentioned the geocoding, is that so you're utilizing the GPS capabilities of these mobile devices in your application then?
Yeah, and that's one of the main features about people's expectations is that information really needs to have that additional context of location. And so the mobile applications are built to support constant tracking of a mobile device. And so that allows us to do things like really complex geofencing and automating alerts and different types of features that can't normally be done with an application that does not do location-based. So it really is one of the key features of the Dindrop platform.
What kind of mobile application or what mobile platform does this run on?
Right now, it's on Android and iOS. And we also have the Windows version, but the Windows is a different, it has a different characteristic. So it has fewer features, but it works on those platforms as well.
Interesting. Tell me about some of the other technologies involved. What's on the back end?
Well, if you can imagine trying to understand all the communication that's coming in and out mobily and geocoding and all that, think of putting a GIS system with a content management system and a customer relationship management system all into one. So okay. we're using technology from geospatial for GIS, from mapping and different kinds of analytics. We're using customer data and managing those particular interactions, and also all the content that's uploaded, downloaded, exchanged. That all has to be managed as a content management system. So the software itself is custom to the application. The databases, we use things like PostGIS for a backend. We're using Mongo for some of the front-end mobile applications with Node. And we're also using Django, which is a Python framework for doing the web platform, which really makes it modular enough so that we can provide that flexibility to the customers.
All good technologies. I couldn't help notice that there's really no Microsoft technology in that entire stack.
And everything is running on Microsoft.
But it's all running on Microsoft.
Yeah, on Azure.
Mm-hmm. On Azure. Oh, okay. How's that working out? You've got Python and Django and Node and Mongo all running on Microsoft Azure.
Well, the great thing is that we are using a lot of Microsoft tools internally, like Visual Studio, which makes all of that development very, very easy. And it's so well integrated with Azure that you can work within any language, and it will be a seamless deployment, which is really great. And the interaction between your version control and some of the web app features, that was really one of the applications that we were able to find, because that makes it so much easier to deploy and manage that many releases.
Yeah, so internally your developers are running Windows, they're running Visual Studio, but in the cloud, are you running virtual machines?
Yeah, so we're running virtual machines running on Linux, okay. On CentOS, and the web apps are using Windows servers. So those are
Windows servers running Node.
Yes, correct. Node and Python as well.
Oh, okay. I love this this open source story on mm-hmm. Azure. It's a message I'm trying to get out to see it out in the wild with a successful company. Oh, it's really gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see the app?
Oh, absolutely. I'll show you the back end, which is what a customer would subscribe to. And whenever you're ready, let's do it.
Let's do it now. So what are we looking at here?
So what we're looking at is the Dimdraw portal, or the communications portal, which is what the client uses to manage those communications. So an organization would have a number of administrators that would log in here and have access to creating and receiving those communications. So right now, you have the ability to register, so self-service, and come in and just enter some information, and you're getting approved through that. Once you're approved, you'll come in and log in as your particular administrator account. And what you'll be presented with is, depending on what you want as your dashboard, will be the front page. So this gives you a nice overview of the key metrics that you may be interested in. So it shows you how many new messages have come in, total messages throughout. It has the number of mobile users that are being are actually using the mobile application, and then you have the number of installs. And so what this gives you is the overview, but on the left-hand side is the navigation, which is what the user would use to manage the communications and the content. So DimDrop is based upon the idea of dimensions, and that's where part of the DIM comes from, is the dimension. And the idea that there are certain dimensions or groupings of concepts or ideas that really share a common administrator. And so this administrator would come in and create a dimension. A dimension can be something as simple as a department in your organization. So let's say it is a public relations at a university. And so you can put it in as, you know, the University of Houston Public Relations. And then you put a description. This is for communicating important things. And so you can make that dimension private so that not everyone gets access, or you can leave it public. So anyone that has the app can access that particular dimension. And now with the dimension, you have the ability to create all the content and messages that would be targeted to the people who subscribe to that dimension. So on the mobile app, when you open it up, you have the ability, or you're requested to subscribe to certain dimensions. And the dimensions are the ways you're going to receive content and the ways you can send content to those particular organizations. So right now, for example, you know, you can have a U.S. Embassy dimension, you can have a University of Houston or a Harris County Health Department. And so once that is all set up, you start working with the communications. And here's where you can start receiving those messages from the public through their mobile devices. And this view automatically adjusts itself depending on the dimension and the what the client data points have actually been inserted through the mobile application. So you can have an unlimited number of forms through the mobile app that are created through here. And once those forms are submitted, they are visible to either search, and you can filter particular messages. And that also allows you to export. Now, the messages is just one component. You know, everything within DimDrop is geotagged. So, and that's one of the key features, again, of DimDrop, is every single point of data has a geotag latitude and longitude, so that we can run very sophisticated analytics and get much more information about your customers than you would from email or a phone call or just a normal web app that, you know, you have online or on the app stores. And so with that extra information, you're able to do a variety of things. You can do live map view. So if you're looking at Internet of Things type of thing, so these are all the buses in the city of Houston currently that are navigating the streets. And this is in near real time, about 1 minute intervals, it gets updated. And so the interface is meant to be easy for anyone in the organization to use. And the concept of geographic groups is how you can organize the geographies that you serve in specific geographic areas. So if you want to create a geographic group that is only downtown Houston, you can create that and then use that to target all your messages to people that are in that area. And so that gives you a much better relevance for your messaging. So if you have something that's specific to people that are there, you don't want to send it out to the entire world. You want to send it to the people who it matters. And once you create that, you'll have that geographic group to use within your, let's say, text or push message. So if you want to create a push message out to the folks in a particular area, you would come here, put a create, fill out the form, and then once you have that, pick out the dimensions you want to send it to, and click submit. Pick a dimension. Let's see, downtown Greater Harris County, say a home base, and then once you submit, that push message will get sent to only those people that are in that area who have subscribed to your dimension. So it makes it's different kinds of grouping users, and that gives you a lot more relevance in terms of the message that you deliver. And so you can schedule it, all dimensions and messages. So text messages, you can do that along with push. You can do your social media integration. So one of the key things is that there, some of the organizations that we work with, they have to deal with misinformation in social media. And so we give them
what? Misinformation in social media?
Misinformation. So
that happens?
when you have a government organization that's meant to keep you safe, you want to make sure that the public has the best information available. Right. And you also need to find out who's spreading that misinformation. So if, you know, this basically gives you an ability to search by any term, hashtag or enter. Well, I was looking for your name, but David Bowie came up.
And then, I got to live in his shadow for yes, I don't know how long.
It's a very shame, good, bad shame. So, and so here, you know, again, you can use those geographic dimensions to filter to just those geographic areas. And there's, you know, a variety of tools that do that already, but this is integrated into your communication system so that it provides really a seamless way to organize that information. So if you want to post data, you can come here, put in select images, add content, put it to Twitter, Facebook, and it will allow you to geotag it so you can, you know, put some more geospatial relevance. And with the social media, that really, those particular features, again, are available elsewhere, but this is seamlessly integrated. And then, of course, you have your data and documents where you can import, upload as many things as you want. And that's what actually affects the content and the user interface of the mobile app. So if you wanted to come here, here's where you would manage all of that content for that dimension. So you'll be able to see the static pages, all the users, the messages, and only the people who are at permission to look at that dimension have access to that visibility. So you can really provide that security so that there's no overlap in terms of the content that's being sent to the public. But at the same time, you have a central place where you can organize it holistically. And then you have the ability to, again, manage all your users, assign dimensions, and there's a little section for security and permissions. So all in all, the system itself is meant to be used by anyone. Keep it simple. And it gives you abilities that currently aren't available in a single package.
Wow, that is a lot. You've incorporated a lot of features here and combined a lot of tools to do that. What was the biggest challenge in building this?
Well, that it took a lot of integration work. You have the problem of lots of different formats of content. That, I mean, just in videos alone, you have a variety of different options to do that, and putting video on mobile is also quite a challenge. Making it flexible enough so that anybody with any organization that can come in and start working on this immediately, because it is using the schemaless, you know, big data, NoSQL systems that really provide that ability in a much, much easier way. So the integration was key, and the managing of that flexibility was also key as well.
Well, it looks great. What's on your roadmap? What's the next big feature that you plan to work on and release?
The next one is to make this available to many more types of organizations. So we're working on making this even easier to sign up so that you don't have to go through our sales. Currently, you have to go through our sales folks to actually start using this, but once we get that out, you can just start using it for free. And as you want to add additional features, You can upgrade as much as you need to. So for each, and this is based upon a user license subscription. So each user would pay a certain amount and they would be able to work together with all the other users in that organization. So if you have five administrators or five departments that really want to, you know, collaborate and use this tool, that'd be five user subscriptions. And they can do that self-service in a couple of months.
Have you been working with Microsoft as you build this application?
Oh, absolutely. For the last 2 years, actually, we've been working with Microsoft. We started off with their BizSpark program, which I found or gained knowledge of it through the accelerator that I'm part of, which is the Houston Technology Center. And that's the big accelerator in the city of Houston. And they shared information about BizSpark, and I thought, you know, that is exactly what we need. So they gave, you know, the $150 credit, and that was really good to get familiar with the system. And we were also looking at things like SoftLayer and Amazon, but the user interface of the Azure platform really did it for us, because that's one of the differentiators that I think makes it really easy to get things up and going. And so once we did the BizSpark, we're looking at, well, we're starting to get clients. We have clients, we have revenue now, but we still are, you know, need help. And so the BizSpark Plus program came along, and we applied for that. And luckily we got accepted, and that really has enabled us to experiment in ways that we couldn't do without the program. And, you know, sharing our story on the BizSpark website, you know, is also great. You get a lot of contacts and communication, sometimes just, you know, random people, you know, saying, I like what you're doing. And so it's really a really good ecosystem for a startup to get started with their technical development.
Hmm. Did you get any technical support from Microsoft?
Yeah, and actually that's one of the things I really like as well. So, you know, setting up the technical support is pretty straightforward. They're very responsive. I have, you know, issues all the time, and, you know, they really do escalate and get the right people to solve the issues. And so when it's something, you know, as difficult as an integration between 10 different systems, they'll take the time and guide you through the problem.
Excellent. If people want to learn more about it, either just for educational purposes or maybe to explore it as a customer, where should they go?
BizSpark.com, I believe. And if you're talking about BizSpark.
Actually, I was talking about, that's good information, but Microsoft.com/BizSpark is the... I was actually asking about DimDrop. How do they find out about DimDrop?
Oh, absolutely. Go to DimDrop.com. We have a toll-free number that you can call and talk to us directly. I'll talk to you personally. You can go to the website where we have a variety of screenshots and use cases of anything from colleges to transportation departments. And that will give you a good idea of, you know, what we're doing and where we're going.
Excellent.
And of course, we also have LinkedIn and Facebook pages as well.
Okay. Yeah, send us that. We'll get those in the show notes.
Okay.
Victor, thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for joining us here on Dev Radio.